Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Kuf Zayin Omud Beis. We're in the third volume of Mishnah Brura in the middle of Simen Shin Ches, which deals with the halachos of Muktza utensils. The Mechaber starts off at the top line, Sif Tezayin. Choluk, a garment, Shekibsu Oso, that you washed it before Shabbos, V'tachavo Bo Kone Liyavsho, and you put it on some sort of a stick or a post of some sort, and it's hanging there to dry. So Yochel Shamto Me'ala Kona. On Shabbos, you would be allowed to remove this shirt, this garment, from this stick, from this post. However, Avolika Hakona Mitocho, but to move the stick and take out the stick and the garment will fall by itself, also, that would be forbidden, Lefisha Eino Kli, because this stick, this post over here, doesn't have the status of being a Kli. However, v'im tochavu bo kli, if you use the hanger or you use the special coat rack or some sort of a kli, a utensil that's used to hang shirts up on it, then mutu litlo mitocho afiluhu melachto l'iser. Then you would be allowed to go and remove this item, the shirt from it, by removing the item, even if this is a kli shemelachto l'iser, because as we'll see inside in the Mishnah Brura, this is a kli shemelachto l'iser, but you need the litzarach makomo, and that is permissible. So we said a lot over here. Let's see inside in the Mishnah Brura. Sivkotin Samach Gimel. The Mishnah Brura writes, when did you wash this and put this shirt up to dry? Hainam Erev Shabbos. Obviously, you did this on Erev Shabbos when it's permissible to do those activities. And likewise, v'gam mayre shenis yadesh kitzas mibo yom. It also dried a little bit off before Shabbos started, because if it was still soaking wet, dimoya tofeach al menas lahatfiach bevein hashmashos, if it would still be so much wet that if you touched it, it would make something else wet, tofeach al menas lahatfiach, it's moist, and there's so much moisture there that it would make something else moist by touching it, so then, also l'talta l'chol l'kol Shabbos, then the shirt over here would actually become muktza throughout Shabbos because of the principle, the migo diskatzoi levein hashmashos iskatzoi kuliyoma. We have this principle that if something is muktza during the bein hashmashos period of time, then it would be muktza all Shabbos long, as we've already learned, ukide'el b'simin shinalef sif memvav in the Haggah in the Rama over there. Iskatzoi lekuliyoma, it is forbidden to be used all day once it's muktza during bein hashmashos period of time. Now, there are two very important Dirsha footnotes over here. Dirsha footnote number 89 brings down that this din over here, that we say that the wet shirt is muktza in the Bein HaShmashos, doesn't seem to jibe with what we'll learn in Simen Shin Yud, where it says over there, Shechayfetz she'osid lehayosos roi l'shimus b'shabas me'elov, if a article, a piece of clothing, for example, that is not usable during the Bein HaShmashos, but by itself will on Shabbos become permissible, it doesn't, in fact, have the status of being mutsa, and we don't say migu diskatzoi, iskatzoi lukuli yoma. So therefore, this seems to contradict what we're learning over here. This seems to be a stira. So the shelus chuvus minchas yitzhak, dain weiss zatzal, tries to reconcile over here these two. And he writes, when the Mishnah Brura is oser over here, he's only ba'ofen she'ein vados she'yistisyavesh habeged b'shabbos. Here, in our shinches, we're talking about where the shirt will not definitely dry on Shabbos. And therefore, the person essentially put it out of his mind that he would use this shirt, and therefore, when it was muktza during the Bein HaShmashos, he essentially thought it would stay muktza all Shabbos, and that's why it's muktza by the principle of migu, diskatzoi, Bein HaShmashos, iskatzoi l'chuli yoma. And that's also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, and similarly, the Shevet Alevi, Rav Oz Zatzal, and he adds, should be Yomim Chamim, when in the hot summer days, when it's almost certainly going to dry, so then it doesn't have a din of Muktzah. And this is also the opinion of Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, and he adds, and he states, Shim lo tolas abegid l'isyavesh bibojom, ibnei sheshachach, shiratzon liyavsho. If he didn't hang up the wet shirt, then it definitely is Muktzah. Because even though it might dry in that situation, nevertheless, he essentially put it out of his mind by not hanging it up. However, others disagree. Rav Yashiv Zatzal points out, Shalom Nemar, we don't have this din of it being muktza unless it's Bechefetz Sheino Roy Lashimosh. It won't be usable at all. But if the item will become usable on Shabbos, then it's not Aser. And the only reason that the rabbis asked it over here was because of Machmas Schita. And therefore, this din of Migui doesn't apply. Furthermore, the Chazon Ish adds, should Begid Ratov ain't a muktza. He even says that a Begid Ratov, a wet garment, is not muktza, and you'd be allowed to go and move it and take it off from the stick over here and wait till it dries. Im yesh sarbakach, as long as there's some purpose over here. And he says, v'achim atzoruchu shalo yiskalkal a Begid. And even if you don't want the Begid to get ruined, you're allowed to do this. And this is also the opinion of the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Ozer Zatzal, Shebeged Rotov Eino Muktza. They hold that it's not Muktza. Just also Letiltelo, Ba'odo Rotov Mechashash Schita. You only can't move it when it's still very wet because it's a concern you'll squeeze it. And therefore, B'lechein Eino Noeg Bodino Migur Dizkatzoy. Therefore, he also holds that this din doesn't apply. And this is likewise the opinion of Dayan Weiss Zatzal and Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, respectively. Then you have the interesting question, what happens if you put stuff into a dryer on Erev Shabbos, and it's going to only finish drying on Shabbos? So Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, and the Igros Moshe writes, Dinam Kemuktza. And the reasoning is, Mishum Sha'osu Ligrom L'mechona L'fol B'Shabbos, because Rav Moshe has a very strict interpretation of the din of making noise on Shabbos, Avsa Milsa. And Rav Moshe writes that you're not allowed to put it on, even though you're putting it on before Shabbos, if it's going to make noise on Shabbos, because Mashmiya Kol. Now, not everybody agrees with that. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, for example, says that one can be makel over here and use the clothing that are drying, as long as you started the dryer, of course, before Shabbos. The issue for number 90 brings down the iser tiltel of the garment over here, bein hashmashos, is because of the chashash that it will come to schita. And therefore, if the garment was not so wet during the bein hashmashos, it was not tofeach amanas latviach, albeit it wasn't wearable at that time, so Dayin Weiss Zatzal brings out in the Minchas Yitzchak, Shelo Nesar B'Tiltul Bein HaShmashos. Then there is no Muktzah over here as well. If you're not sure how wet it was, so then Rav Yashas Zatzal says, you can go and move it, we can go Lekul over here. And likewise, he brings down for the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Kuf Samach Beis, that if you have no other garments to wear, Yochel Hu Lilbosh Begadim Metuvim, then you could even wear them if they're wet. They are not Muktzah in that situation. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Samach Dalet. He says you're allowed to take it off from this stick or this post. L'chora, halo metaltal yedei zeh, gam hakaneh. He says, how can you do this? You're moving the kaneh. And in Sif Yudalet we learned, muchach doya also lishmor haminom, it made the metaltal yedei zeh adfus. We said you shouldn't take off the shoe because you're going to move the form according to some poskim. Ilav the defus hoya kli, unless the defus itself was a kli. V'kaneh lav kliu. And here the stick is not considered a kli. So how can you move the clothing when you're going to move the stick? So he says the answer is Yesh Lomar the Hocha Mayri. We're talking here Shiyoch Lishmor Haketones Beli Tiltal Akonimo, that you can remove the shirt without necessarily moving the stick. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Samachay. He writes Va'av Shekvar Nishtamish Bo Mibo Yom. Even though you have used this stick beforehand, Adayin Lo Nase Kli Bekach. It still doesn't become a kli just because you used it. The Lohi Darkum Liyichude Konim Lohochi. As he brings out from the Ran, it wasn't in their nature. They didn't go and make stick into a kli. And therefore, according to this, nowadays that we have various types of hanging utensils, you have a coat rack or something like that, then it would be permissible to move that. It's a klishe melachto leheter, and you can even move it, made chama letzel. Sivkot and Samachvav, the Mishnah Berurah says, if it is a kli, kagon kona hamiyuchod le'ezatashmish, if you have a coat rack over here or a hanger, so then it's miyuchod for this, it's permissible to move it. And this is true even if it's a kli shemalachto le'isr, because you're allowed to move it l'tzorach gufo makomo, da'lohu tzorach le'makomo shel kli. And here you need it for the place of the kli, da'hinu acholik, which is, of course, the shirt that's hanging on it. We go back to the Mechaber, and he continues. He says, kira, an oven, shenishmeto afilu achas miyachosel. It's missing one of its thighs. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Samaches, v'hu ke'ein raglayim. It's this thigh over here is like the leg of this oven. Vatam, and the reason why you're not allowed to move it over here, the Gazrinan, the rabbis made Xerah, Shema Yiska HaRegel L'shom B'chozek L'chabra, because you may come and reattach it with full attachment over here, strongly, and that would be an Isser, V'chayim Mishom Makib HaPatish, because you're finishing off the making of a utensil, or alternatively, according to those poskim, O Mishom Binyan L'ezah poskim, to those poskim say there is a din of Binyan Vistira in Kalim. And certainly, and certainly if two of the legs came off, then Lamid the cloud that it can't stand at all in this situation, then we're definitely concerned over here that you come to reattach the legs strongly, and therefore it would be forbidden to move this kira in this situation. The issue footnote number 93 brings down an interesting ramification of this din. What about eyeglasses that one of the handles of the eyeglass has fallen off? So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down that it's now Muktza. Kiven Sheish Lachush, we have to be concerned over here, Sheisak Neim B'Shabbos, you may come to try to fix it on Shabbos. Sharei Einom Ru'uyin L'Shimu Shel B'Docha, because it really can't be used except under very pressing circumstances over here without the handle. And he says, therefore, it's the exact same din over here, like this oven, Shenishmato Mimen HaRegel, like one of the legs that fell off. And he brings a raya from Rabbeinu Hananel, from the Gemara in Shabbos, where it says over there that this kira is a four-legged kira. And if one of the legs is removed, it still is usable, bedochak. And he says, therefore, mikol makom, nevertheless, also l'tiltala, it's forbidden to be moved over there, mimnei she'enu re'uya el l'shimush dochu, because it's only usable under somewhat pressing circumstances. Dirshu footnote number 94 brings down that if, however, you lost the screw on the glasses and there's therefore no ability for you whatsoever to go and fix this over here, then Rav Yashiv Zatzal says that paradoxically, since the mishkafayim still can be used al yidei hadochach, they're not muktz over here because there is no concern that you're going to fix it over here, because any way that you do fix it would only be an issur derabbanan in this situation. For example, you've tied a string to it or something like that, and therefore lo gazru issur tiltul biofen zeh. The rabbis didn't make a rabbinical prohibition in that situation where there's no potential for an issur daraisa. The issue footnote number 93 continues and says, what about if a broom is disconnected? The broom part is disconnected from the handle part. So he brings down from Nissan Karo Lichlita, Mutta Lataltil Esamiv Reshes. You can go and use the broom part over here still, because it's Ru'uya Lishimosh, it's still able to be used, and there's no concern that you're going to go put back in the handle over here. However, the stick part, the handle part, that is forbidden. He brings down likewise that if you have a wagon for a child and the wheel came off, so Shlomo Zalman, as well as Rav Yashiv, both of Zatzal, bring down Sha'asa L'Tutl, you're not allowed to do it. And even if the wheel got flat and it still can be used, albeit Bidchak, Rav Yashiv Zatzal says in that situation, it's also Asa L'Tutl, because you may come to fix it. Now the Rama adds over here, and he says, Haga, the chain savso, the same thing applies to a bench, that's a long bench, aroch, shenishmat echo miragla, and one of the legs fell off. And koshkin, shtayim, and certainly if two of the legs fell off, that this is muktza, and the osu latiltula, ulanicha al savso lacheris, leishvaleo. You can't go and move this bench and go put it on another bench so you could go and sit on it. Afilu nishma b'yol yom, and this is true, brings out from the Truma Sedeshin, even if it broke during the weekday, before Shabbos started. Unless, elo imkein, yoshav oleo kach pam achas, called Shabbos, unless you sat on it already previously and demonstrated that you don't mind sitting on it in this fashion. The Mishnah Berurah says, Sif Katan Samach Tes, Hakol Mitama Nal. The reason why the bench is also over here is exactly the same reasoning by the Kira. V'davko b'nishmat de'ev shel chabro, and it's only talking here where it could be reattached. And therefore, you have the takon of akin osu afilu betiltu mishum shema osi liska, because you may come to fix it. Avol nishba regel. Echot, if one of the legs broke, the lo shayach bo shema yiska, it can't be fixed. El tzorch lasos regelach, you'd have to make a new regel over here, v'lozeh lo chashinan, that the rabbis were not concerned about. And therefore, alkein, paradoxically, mutter betiltul if the leg is totally broken. Ay, the Ramah said, v'ramah denokat lekameh, afilu nishbara, lavdavku. When the Ramah says, which we'll learn in a minute, that even if it is broken, he didn't mean actually broken, el nishmakom, he's talking about where it was just pulled out. Gam im nishmat also regel mikvar, and likewise, if the regel had been pulled out previously, vein kan also regel klal, and you don't have that regel anymore, el asavsel hu below regel, you just have the bench without the leg, so also ein iser lismocho so al savsel acher, you'd be allowed to go and lean it on another savsel so it doesn't fall down, because in this situation, the kachlu shayach shem yiska, it brings out from the taz and shagasayi, there's no concern that you'll fix it because you don't have that leg anymore. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Ayin explains, Ubi yeshiva l'chud, emeinu metalto, but to sit on this bench without moving it, pshita demutter. He brings out from the Eli Rabbah, that certainly is okay, because you're not moving it, and as we said, as long as you're not moving something that's muktzah, you're allowed to touch it. Now the Ramah continues, which was what we already brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, and he says, Afilu nishma mebod yom, even if it was broken during the day, elim ken yoshav aleh kach pamachas kodem haShabbos, and even if you sat on it one time, so you demonstrated that it is not something that you care about. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says over here in Sivkot and Ayin Aleph. The kivan shiyoshav aleh kach pam echod b'li regel shuv lo yiska. Since you've already shown that it's not important to you if it's missing the leg, so you're not going to come to fix it on Shabbos. And then the Ramah continues and he writes, gam osu lahaklin saregel l'sham mishum binyan. The reason you can't put the leg in over there is because of the problem of binyan, that you're creating something. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Ayin Beis, hainu afilu lo yiska Bechozik, even if you're not going to go and put it in a very sturdy fashion, mishum chashosha shema osilis ko, because you may come to go and then attach it sturdily. The stam ragli hasafsolin darkon lios mehudokin v'chayshin lozeh, because most of the time you're going to insert this leg very strongly so it doesn't fall and break and somebody hurt themselves, and therefore we have to be concerned that you'll do this even right now you put it in very loosely. V'cholzeh afilu biyoshav ala safsol kvar pam achas kodem Shabbos, and this is true even if you sat on it before Shabbos. The belozeh also a safsol afilu betilto, because otherwise you wouldn't be allowed to move the safsol at all. Then he brings out for the Magen Avraham, a kula, the imderech haregel lios la'olam rofo yislo. If he always keeps it loosely, then mutul achnisa b'rifoyim. Then he would be allowed to even put it in loosely on Shabbos, because we're not concerned over here that he'll tighten it, because he doesn't tighten it during the weekday. However, the Mishnah Berurah writes over here, the ayin and the bir halacha, where he will point out that he doesn't fully understand this Magen Avraham. And he says, lo brira laniyos dati kokach in dibra maskol gam osu lahaklis. He writes, I'm not certain that I understand this over here, and to my humble opinion, it doesn't make sense. The minolam, the tayyabadim zeh, shetzlo dakul yos rofui. He says, how do we know that the way that we look at it, what this person does. Maybe Dilmotalia Bidalma, maybe we should look at what the whole world does. And most people will tighten it in very tightly. And therefore, he says, there's no Rai over here, according to what the Magen Avraham said. In any event, the Mishnah continues. It says, that's only, it's very loosely. It's tight, but not very tight. Then everybody would agree that it's Osir. And he brings us down in the name of the Beis Yosef from Simon Shinyut Gimel. Sif Yud Zayin, the Mechaber writes, Levenim, you have bricks, Shinisharu Miyabinyan, that are left over after you did your construction before Shabbos, and now you have some leftover bricks, the construction's complete, Mutta L'Tatlam, these bricks are not Muktza, because the Me'ata Lokaim L'Binyan, because they're no longer being used for construction purposes, you finished the job, so what are they good for? Ela L'Mizga, they're used for Mizga. What is Mizga? The Ramah says, Pirush, L'Smoch V'L'Sheves Aleim, to go sit on them, Alayu. And therefore, a person is allowed to use these bricks, they're not Muktza. However, v'im sidron zel zeh, but if you put one on top of the other, so then you've revealed galaya daite shehiktsin lebinyan, then you are leaving them for future building purposes, for also l'tatlam, and you would not be allowed in this situation to go and move them. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Nayin Gimel, the heavy toras kli alayu, these bricks now have the status of being a kli. However, in the issue foot number 95, he brings down that that was true in their days. But he brings down for many achronim, including the Shevet Levi Zatzal, Shelechora Dinon Kemuktsa, by our bricks nowadays, which we don't use them for sitting, and they'll be used, if not for this building, they'll be used for another building. Stam Levenim Hanisharos Liachra Binyan, that the leftover bricks, Eno Omdos Lismochaleim Olishtamish Ben Shimush Heter, they're never used for anything permissible, but we use them for another building. And this is also the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan, and as well, and Karol Shlita, and he writes, Din Halaveinim Toli Bishimush Shaosim Bahen Bekol Makum Chosman, that this din is dependent upon what the normal usage is in that place and for that time. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, The Kol Aroy Lemide Beomid Lekach Toras Kli Alei. In general, if something is able to be used as a Kli, so then it has a status of being a Kli. For example, Kamo Nisarim Vaoros, if you have boards or you have leathers, as we'll learn in Siv Chafei and Chavav. They are able to be moved even for their own benefit, for their own purposes, not but even from the sun to the shade to protect them, because they have the status of being a kli. And you don't need to have a machshava that you sit on these bricks before Shabbos, he brings down from the El Yerabah. However, there are those, there are those opinions that disagree with this, and he brings down that this is from the Tosefa Shabbos in the Sharet Zion, Os Ayin Gimel. If the bricks break, if the bricks broke, then they would have the same din as broken kalim. If they're still usable in some way, then they retain the status of being a kli. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Nayin Dalet says, Afilu Litzoruch Gufo Makomo, the Lekha Torah's Kli Aleim. These bricks, if they're designated for building, then you're not even allowed to use them as a Kli Shem Lachto Le'isser, and you wouldn't be allowed to move them even Litzoruch Gufo Makomo. They would have the status in this situation, the Dinayu Kedin Avonim. They're like stones or rocks. Hamavu Lekan Mesivchav Beis, Dula Mahani Machshova Me'er Shabbos Zeh. You can't go and designate these, as we'll learn in Yitz Hashem, in Sivchav Beis. The Chaver starts Sif Yuches as follows. If you have a thorn that's in the middle of the Shusar Rabban, which is dangerous, you can move it less than Dalet Amos. Move it more than Dalet Amos would be over in Issa Daraisa. So you can move it to protect somebody from getting hurt from it. And if it's in a Kamalus, which is not in Issa Daraisa, then it's only in Issa Darabanan to move it, then you'd be allowed to move it in general because we're more concerned that somebody will get hurt from it. And in a situation where there's potential damage to multiple people, the rabbis didn't institute any rabbinical prohibitions, like moving it Dalet Amos in a Carmelis. They didn't institute such prohibitions in this situation. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkon Ayin Hay writes, Das harivash move of Magen Avraham. This is based upon the rivash that's brought down by the Magen Avraham. The Mhaya Hakotz Godo also Latalpo. It's a very large type of a beam over here or splinter. It's not allowed to be moved because the Nakal Yochali Zarmi Menu shall use that kivin the Nir Lakol because it's so visible by everybody that nobody's going to get hurt from it and therefore you wouldn't be allowed to move it. It doesn't really present any hazard. He says, look in the Magen Avraham, Sheikh Shalav. The Magen Avraham disagrees with this Rivash. And the Tosefa Shabbos rules, Miyashvo, Mitzadi, Lahoros, Kamoso. He does answer the question, and he says, that we do Paskin like this Rivash, but he says, Ayin and Sefer Shulchan Atzi Shitin, the Betiltu Menatzad, Mutu Gamazeh. Certainly you'd be allowed to move this in an indirect way, which doesn't involve the Issa of Muktzah at all.
Sitkom 9 Vav, the Mishbura writes, Achi Salkenu, Latidir Shusarabi, can move with Dalad Amos until you get it to the side of the road where it won't hurt anybody. Makum Shein Darsim, Barab, and nobody walks over there. Umashma, Mogen Avram, the Davka, in Loyal, Akots, Munach, Shomer Shabbos. According to Mogen Avram, this is only if it wasn't there before Shabbos. Then Lokain, Hoyalo Salkam, Erev Shabbos. You should have done it on Erev Shabbos. But the Elia Rabbi disagrees. Cholik Alav Usfirle, Dafilu Munach, Shomer Shabbos, Mutal Tutub Shabbos. You'd even be allowed to move it on Shabbos, even though it was the Erev Shabbos. Mitz Hashem, this will conclude today's shir. We have one more Mishnah Berurah. We'll do that tomorrow.